You're listening to a conversation recorded at the East Conference 2024 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to East Conference 2024 here in Hot Springs. We've got our next guest in the seat. We're going to let them introduce themselves and tell us who they are and what school they're from. So here we go.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Macy, and we're from Benton High School.
Ooh, did you guys prepare it that way?
Yeah.
You did, didn't you? No.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
We're just professionals.
That's right.
Professionals.
Professional podcast guests. That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so right off the bat, let's talk about the Cornerstone Award.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Big deal.
It is.
Yes.
I almost cried whenever we went on stage.
Oh, really?
I was ecstatic.
Like, yeah.
So for those of those listening, what is it? What's it entail? What's it mean? What is the Cornerstone Award?
So our program won Cornerstone for Student Growth and Engagement specifically, and our program, we're so involved in our community, with our facilitator, with our students as a whole. So it really proved to us that everything we do, like, we have a reason for everything we do, you know? It's just, I don't know, it's amazing. We went to the Cornerstone breakout session last year and we took notes of how these students won. And we were like, we need to win.
Awesome.
Like, we need to. We
awesome.
Have to.
So. And how awesome is that, that you took notes at the last one and then came back and won this one?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, yes.
So did you spearhead that? Yeah.
Yeah.
You took notes.
Yeah.
Take the credit.
That's
awesome. And what it speaks to also is your organization and your understanding of the process.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Did that take a little time to go, okay, I've got these notes, now let's talk about, you know, how we're going to achieve this?
Yes, we had to, like, split our video up into different people. Like, certain people had roles within the video.
Yeah.
You know, last year, whenever we went to the breakout session, like, these people had statistics in their video. And we were like, okay, we need statistics. Who's going to get these statistics? I'll get the statistics. Our editor will put them into the video. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, besides that, well, I have to ask this. When that applause hit you, did you love it?
Yes. It was crazy. Our facilitator was like dying. He was so excited.
That's awesome.
I wasn't in our East class at the time when we found out. I was in graphic design class, and I had the whole class watching, and I was like, we saw our park by our school, and we're like, oh my gosh, we won. Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy. That is awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's so unreal.
And then to get to come here amongst your peers, other East groups, and everybody knows, oh yeah.
Yeah, so now other people are taking notes on your stuff, so you guys are going to be...
We hope so. We have a breakout session where, like, we tell people how we won Cornerstone, and we're using the tricks we learned last year, and we're reteaching them. So we hope that other programs take our tips and tricks and, like, apply them to their program, and, like, it really does work. So
moving forward, don't you see how that taught you how to go into the world, whether it's business or getting a job or going to college? The things you learned to do there, the applications, you think you learned a lot there? And if you know, that's what East is all about, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool. So what other projects did you guys bring to here for your booth and everything?
So we brought the Braille Bible stories, and I was the one who was also like in the group creating it. It was me and two other students.
Uh-huh.
We did research and we realized that there are not a ton of kids Braille stories like anywhere really, and so we were like, and we're all interested in like spreading the word to students around the community, and so we partnered with a church in our town, and they like helped us get the book out into the community, and like now it's, you can go into the church and pick it up in the like children's area. And then we also partnered with someone who works at the Arkansas School of the Blind, and she lended us an embosser to print it off.
That's what I was going to ask, because I was like, so did you just have one of these embossers around? So okay, so that's so that was a partnership with the School for the Blind to get that. So, and I don't know, I have no idea how that all works. Is that a fully electronic process? Basically, like you're printing to the embosser, or is there?
There's an app called Braille Blaster that we use, and we basically wrote our story in a Google Docs and then just pasted it into the Braille Blaster app, and you have to like go through this whole thing to connect it to the embosser. It was a long process of learning, but we finally got it, and we can just print it easily now. And now we're helping other students in our class that are creating Braille menus to help them like learn the
embosser. Oh, that's really cool.
Oh, that is great.
It's really cool.
That's really cool. And then, you know, just spreading it out to the community after that. Yeah. All the restaurants and shops and every business, Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
It's cool.
So anything else at the booth that you guys are really proud of this year?
I have a project that I really like at the booth. It's not mine, but a student in our school partnered with Habitat for Humanity. And if you don't know what that is, Habitat is a nonprofit organization that builds houses for low-income families. So she partnered Habitat with our shop class at our high school. And they worked together, and like the students in shop, they got real hands-on experience building the houses, learning the tools, you know, getting taught how to use everything.
Yeah.
And it solidifies their future, like if they want to go into construction or if they don't. But Habitat, you know, there's Habitat neighborhoods and stuff, and just the fact that we, like students from our school, got to contribute into building these houses to give people a home is like just amazing.
Yeah.
So
it's not just the experience of working with construction folks, it's also that giving back to the community. It's the, hey, we're doing this for a purpose, with a purpose.
Right, yes. And that is just, that means so much to me. Like, the fact that we're able to change people's lives for years, for decades, like, it's amazing. And we're doing that from school.
Yeah,
right.
Thanks to East.
Yes.
Right.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
So let me ask this, has it changed your thoughts about what you're going to do in the future?
East in general, has that,
has it changed? Yeah, sorry, has East in general changed, you know, like what you're going to do when you get out of school?
I guess so, because like in East, I have an interest in graphic design, and in the class I've been able to like create our cover for the book and just like other stuff like that, and so I've decided to go into graphic design in college, so I guess that kind of
changing. Yeah, and you've got some more time to, you know,
right,
think about it, do that stuff. So here at East, what's been your favorite thing this year so far? Did you guys go to the Fusion dance thing or any of that kind of stuff?
We did not. We went to Fusion last year, and we chose to skip out on it this year.
Sure.
But we had our fun last year at it.
That's cool.
But I think like getting to see everybody's projects at the booths, like there's a lot of Braille projects this year, which I was kind of shocked about, but seeing all the ideas like elementary school kids have, like, yeah, I'm like, wow, I would have never thought about that.
It's crazy to, especially the younger, you know, your younger peers, and you're like you said, you know, I never would have thought of that. But by the same token, you know, that gives potentially you guys some ideas as to what you can either do to improve on that for folks in your community, or, you know, as you're walking around and you're seeing all these different things going on, you take bits and pieces from here and there and go, okay, we should try this next year. We can improve on this next year. So
that's how they won the Cornerstone.
Well, that's taking your notes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So, you know, it's interesting about that. You know, we interviewed the head of tech this year, Kevin, who is, you know,
love Kevin.
So we met him when he was in elementary school here. So there's what's really interesting, how far he's grown and what he does, and he's amazing, and you guys are amazing. But when you see those younger ones, think about that. When you come back here, say in 8 years, you decide, I'm going to go to the conference and see what's going on. You're going to see these kids and think of what they're doing now and what they're going to do in 8 years.
Yeah.
Like, think about when you started and what you're doing
now.
That's
what I was going to ask. So how long have you guys been in East?
Yeah.
This is my third year in East.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in it my sophomore year, and I didn't be in it my junior year, and now I'm in it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's awesome.
Yeah. So you guys have several years under your belt, and you can just see, even in that short time, how much things have changed, how much, you know, certain projects have changed.
Yeah, she went back and won the Cornerstone. I'm just going to keep it.
I will say, my sophomore year, whenever I took East, like, I'm not going to lie, I kind of hated the class because I didn't know what East was really about.
Sure.
I didn't know the mission of East. I didn't know the softwares, the hardwares. I was just completely uninterested in it. But I gave it another shot my junior year, and I fell in love with the class.
Sure.
And now here we are, like an amazing program. I would have never imagined this 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah,
that's a great testament to the program. That's a great quote. We're going to steal it.
Well, and then like you said, you were in it, and then you were out, and then you came back. So what helped pull you back into it?
Well, so my first year, sophomore year, it's still like, that was the second year our program was like actually at our school.
In its infancy,
Yeah, and I was already in love with it. And the thing is, the next year, so many students knew about our program, and they were, I think that's why I like didn't get in. Like, I had signed up for it, but I just think there were so many students like intrigued into it. So I just signed up for it again this year, and I'm here.
Super happy.
That is great. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is fantastic.
Well, it's been great having you guys on the show, and congratulations again.
Thank you
so much.
And we hope you have a great rest of the conference.
We definitely will.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to this conversation recorded live at the 2024 East Initiative Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas.